This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Few people know more about running a university than Mark Udoff. He ran the University of Minnesota, the University of Texas, and since 2008, he's been the president of the University of California. But he is stepping down in August, and he joins us now from Los Angeles for an exit interview. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as you leave your post, do you think that public universities like the University of California have figured out how to survive in the age of tight state budgets?
I think they're feeling their way, but I don't think they've figured it out yet. I think in the case of the University of California, in a few years, probably four, five, six courses will be taken online on your way to an undergraduate degree. Hmm. We'll make more use of e-learning. So it's a progression. But you know what I like to say is we're like a shoot of bamboo. We need to bend, but we don't want to break. We've been around almost 150 years. I don't want to give up the research. I don't want to give up the access. I don't want to give up the medical care. But we obviously have to change.
Well, then how do you do it? I mean, how do you do it without raising the price too much that people can't afford to go there anymore?
Well, it's a struggle. I would say you do more research and you get more indirect cost recovery. You try to keep tuition down as best you can, although we've raised it a lot. It's hard when the state disinvested, took out $1 billion. I think you do rely more on e-learning, but the problem is that the turnaround will not be in a year. I mean, it's going to take 3 to 5 years in many of these institutions, and I'm worried about the interim.
Do you think that online learning and that this trend toward more online courses, these MOOCs as they're called, is as good as the education you get in the classroom?
I think it can be. You don't want a camera in the back of the classroom with Professor Snodgrass droning on in his traditional lecture. you want Pixar or someone like that to really fix it up. As for the MOOCs, I think we're at the ground level on this. I mean, if you give me $20 million and I can offer a course for free and I have no degrees, no certificates, no assessments, and most of the students drop out before they complete it, I don't consider that a triumph for higher education. It's good that it's available and it's open, but we have to have a business model that works for real people and is self-sustaining.
What do you want your legacy to be at the University of California?
I guess the primary one was during a very difficult time. I helped hold the place together. I think there was a danger, given the furloughs and the pension crisis and other things, that we could have had a mass exodus of faculty and lost a lot of ground. That didn't happen. That, I hope, was my contribution along with my team.
And do you think that that can last in the long term, or did you just get through this one crisis?
Well, I kept every day I went to work thinking, how can we build this for the future? And I think with an uptick in state support, and I think with a really active program to explore these alternatives, e-learning and the like, I think it can last. You can't take my job and be a pessimist, and I remain the optimist.
Mark Udoff, president of the University of California, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.